Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My friends and I would call a rebel.
Really, like, got some of the Punisher vibe.
Oh, 100%.
Why are you using MapQuest, Jack?
Open the portal, then?
Wouldn't be very fun.
Look, I get it.
Oh, okay, recently, then.
Wow, yak folk, eh?
What angle are they coming at us from?
You can open any lock, please.
You should ask what question you should ask.
Must be very valuable.
Not all serial killers kill everyone.
I didn't know you had brothers.
Here's the worst thing. Kieran is stronger than me.
Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is episode 147, A Bolt from the Blue.
MVP this week is Bryn for their tireless mod work and community support on our Discord. Thank you so much, Bryn. You're an elder godsend.
Thanks, Bryn. For those unaware, our sister show Malevolent, the horror audio drama dealing with Lovecraftian terrors, has been nominated for a Canadian Podcast Award for Best Fiction. While you may not be able to vote, unless you have a podcast of your own, we are truly thankful for the amazing nomination and forever appreciative of those who have given it a chance. Remember, you can check out Malevolent at malevolent.ca or anywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, should we play some D&D?
Yeah, let's do it.
Woo! You've made it. After an eternity hunting down giant artifacts in barbarian burial mounds, you've returned back to the Temple of Anum, deep in the heart of the spine of the world. Through frost-covered stone halls, the booming voice of your friend Harshnag puts you at ease. Rummaging in his things stashed beside the giant-sized stone bench, he retrieves the frost giant axe and nods at all of you. Shall we?
Wow.
We shall. Yeah.
And as you walk together through these huge doors back into this massive temple room with the statues, he says, I admit that I was too curious to avoid speaking with the Oracle while you were gone. Once or twice did I venture into that chamber.
How did that go?
I was told little that I didn't already know, Jack. That I have long strayed from the grace of Anum, that my words and deeds shame all of giant kind. It pleases me to fly in the face of my god, to rage against my creator. I can take pride in his fury and scorn.
Fuck yeah, man. Fuck the gods.
You're what my friends and I would call a rebel.
With a cause.
I suppose.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I was made for battle. I was given enough sense to choose my enemy, and I have chosen it.
I respect it, personally. Yeah, I think it's a good position. You should always question authority, you know?
So you're an enemy of the giants.
Well, that's...
Yes.
That was very clear from...
Very much.
The first time we met him.
Totally.
Just because he's a hunter of them doesn't mean...
I don't know about that. I mean, sure, but...
It's kind of his
but.
Whole personality. He stayed here just to kill giants that arrived.
Okay, but, like, say one day giants were to you know, develop order again. The ordering were put back into place, and everything was hunky-dory like it used to be. Would you still be enemies with the giants?
Kraloth, I was born to a community of giants long before the shattering of the ordering.
Right.
And from adolescence, I knew that I had a different morality than my family and peers. I killed my sister, Frunvir, in single combat at 25 years old. This is young for a giant.
Mm.
At her challenge to attain leadership of our family unit.
Huh.
Wow.
I have been against giant kind ever since.
Yeah, that's...
Because of the bloodthirstiness. Because of the evil contained within.
Mm.
Well...
Cool.
Mm.
So what are you hoping to accomplish then? Like the ordering, what would you say is your desire for the ordering to be re-established?
I wish only for destruction.
Mm.
I choose to help you on your quest because I know that you are powerful and ready to face the giant threat throughout the North. What happens with the ordering is almost inconsequential, but I know that it is important to you.
Yeah, I do hope, you know, maybe I don't know if we'll even get any say of how it comes back together, but maybe some part of the ordering will shape giant culture in a way that's perhaps less inherently violent and awful. Maybe. Here's hoping. At least...
If you can ascend
Jack is just kind of like,
yeah. to such a power that you can kill the god Anum, then perhaps we will see this day come to pass.
Yeesh.
And he touches the axe
no pressure.
To the mithril rune on the floor that reads ice.
Mm-hmm.
I think Harshnag isn't a good guy.
Mm.
I think he's essentially what boils down to a serial killer of his own kind.
Well, that has been made very clear.
He's definitely like got some of the Punisher vibe.
Yeah, just recently.
Yeah. So I think, but I respect his spit in the eye of God mentality because
he's pretty metal.
I dig the barbarian aesthetic of like. Fuck you, I'll do what I want.
Yeah,
like,
I get that, but at the same time, it's like, we're talking about genocide here. What, like, if he had his way, he would just kill all the giants. Like, that's
100%.
Pretty intense, and I don't know if I'd want to, you know.
If he was going to hang out with Zephyros, I don't know that they would have a problem with each other, necessarily.
Yeah,
interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think... It's more the violent kind, right?
Yes. Zephyros wants peace. Zephyros wants peace and order between the giants.
I just don't think Zephyros... wants to fight. He seems more interested in other things, right? Like he just doesn't care.
I don't know.
All serial killers kill everyone. They only kill sometimes, you know, like pretty women and
selective serial killers.
Weak people who can't
he's not advocating genocide. He just loves killing giants.
It's like he's like Dexter, you know, for an entire race. But
not that good, but definitely more that leaning.
I mean, we can debate the morality.
No, I think Doran shoots one of those looks over to Kraloth as Harshnag's saying this, sort of like a, ooh, okay. Because I think Kraloth and Doran both kind of look at each other going, oh, I don't know if I realize that about this guy. But we're here now.
And Ren and Jack share a look being like, we knew this about this guy, but we kind of were fine with it.
This was pretty clear.
There's just like a bunch of looks going around. You're like,
knowing glances.
So, open the portal then?
He just did.
Yes, we were already
there. The portal's right there.
If we're waiting on other runes to go.
The portal activates, and the glowing mist forms into churning thunderclouds lit by flashing lightning. And through this maelstrom, you see the room beyond.
Very cool.
Thank you. Hexagonal and lit by torches held by giant statues. Mm. There's a theme to this temple. It's giant statue themed.
Yes. Mm. Six of them.
This room is fucking lit
by torches in statues.
Yeah.
Blue torches.
So you enter by way of this teleportation archway.
Nah, we'll take the other way in.
Well, there's no other way. Oh, yeah, there's actually a fire exit, you see.
Legally, they have to.
Yeah.
That leads out to
More the muster point code nearby. Otherwise.
That's right. The giant statues with these lanterns lit shed this amber light throughout the frost-covered room. You see again, there is a body of a cloud giant on the frozen stone floor. And as you enter, his ghost peels up from his corpse and he rises, watching you but saying nothing.
Hey, buddy, we are going to avenge you, promise, but we've been very busy trying to get the reordering sort of back into shape by collecting some old artifacts. But I promise you, we haven't forgotten. It's on our to-do list.
He had his mouth like half open, like he was going to say something, and then he just closes it and folds his arms and nods.
Just give him a wave. Just like, hey.
Yeah. No new information.
He's like, slay my father. Okay.
Yeah, no, sorry. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk.
All right. Cool. What do you want to do?
Hey, are you trapped to this body, ghost?
He just nods.
Can I, do you mind if I touch it? Can I take one of your teeth and then you can maybe come with us?
I mean, you guys already like sawed open his body.
Yeah. I was going to say there's like a bunch of Red, like shattered body parts.
Yeah. So Red walks over and yanks one of his teeth out. He's like, if you can, feel free to follow me. But we don't really want to come back here all that often. So it might be another while till you see us. And nice. Red puts the tooth
out. Yeah, it takes you like 5 minutes to hack this tooth out.
Doran gets in there. Hands in, like a
holding the jaw open.
But the logic is, if he's stuck to the bones, then maybe he can just move with the bone. You know?
I hear what you're saying.
The freakiest, weird little tooth fairy dentist.
Doran's just like whacking away at it, and you're pulling, and there's like
the world. I'm gonna make a whole set.
It's like, wiggling. Evil Dead 3, where all the little guys are all
yeah. So Doran looks at the other three, and he's like, "Well, we've got these artifacts. What do we do now? We just put them on the floor here."
How did we summon him last time, Jack?
I think we just stood in the circle.
I thought so too.
Mm. Yeah. Why don't you pull out the artifact and put him in the circle?
Sure. And Red opens the portable hole and pulls out each of the artifacts.
Which one do you pull out and what do you do with it?
Ah, great call. So he takes out the one that belongs to the fire giant and he puts it against the fire giant statue.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hands the mask to Kraloth and Doran. He hands the horn to Jack, and then he'll grab the last artifact for himself, and he'll say, put them all where they belong, guys, kind of like in Fifth Element.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I got no matches. I don't smoke.
I picture us like moving the portable hole so that it like goes from the floor onto the wall, and then like we roll that boulder out as opposed to like having it lifted out.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff. Yeah.
So you lean all of these artifacts up against the respective statues?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we kind of stand in the middle of the circle along with the statues.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens. Is there any anything about the statues beyond them holding torches or lights that seem significant? Are they in any position? Are they all within the circle? Are the artifacts?
No, they're not within the circle.
Okay, put them all.
Red rolls the boule into the circle.
Mm. As you do, the voice of the oracle booms from all corners of the room. You have done a great deed for all giants. A new path lies before you. And the boule disappears. At the same time, a stony bas-relief depiction of a giant lord protrudes from one of the chamber's walls.
Ooh. Huh.
Oh.
Travel southeast, o'er lands high and low. Cross the great forest to the gray peaks and search for dead stone cleft, canyon of the stone giant Thane. The conch you seek is in her possession.
Oh.
And one of the lights goes out.
Damn it.
In the gray peaks, that's where Doran's from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Doran's like excited. You see his eyes. Great peaks. And he looks around.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, his eyes start thinking. And there's like maybe a curious look on his face.
Look of shame.
So Jack's got the horn from the ice giants, and he might walk into the circle next, bringing it with him.
Yeah, dragging it behind you with your tiny, tiny arms.
I got this. It's going to be fine.
Kieran, like, grabbing on with his mouth and, like, pulling back, like, tug of war.
You're slowing it down, Kieran. You're making it heavier.
Kieran starts pulling the opposite direction, like it's tug of war for a minute.
Here's the worst thing. Kieran is stronger than me.
Another stony bas-relief depiction protrudes from a different chamber wall, and you hear the following from the oracle. Travel west, or mountains, to the sea of moving ice. There, among the glaciers, you'll find Svarborg, the burg of the frost giant Jarl. The conch you seek rests on his icy throne.
Well, that's interesting.
We've got to go to a glacier.
That's going to be cold.
Yeah, I think when Jack steps out of the circle, he pulls up his minor illusion map and starts to sort of circle the areas and
dropping pins down on the
exactly. Mm. Sort of the general
map questing it to find out.
Yeah. We need to find within this circle.
Map quest. Why are you using map quest, Jack?
I'm a traditionalist. I really enjoyed the, it's just I've always
Google
liked
Maps
MapQuest.
Is a first level spell. MapQuest is a cantrip.
Oh, so. I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Doran, should we take this mask in?
Yeah. And it's like, again,
all right, I got this side.
Reaching across the floor.
We could just lift it,
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, it's lighter than I thought. Here we go.
Yeah, okay, here we go. We bring the mask into the circle.
Again, the image of this cloud giant woman appears on one of the walls, and you hear, travel southeast to the untamed moors, and look to the sky for Lin Amral, the castle of the cloud giant countess. The conch you seek is in a secret chest. Search the highest spire.
I think we've seen that castle once before.
I feel like we did too. We didn't go in it.
It was over the Evermoors.
Episode 1.
No. This was like the one above the Evermoors we saw when we
were... It was more recently.
Okay. Recently then.
Yeah, more
after
around
the downed ship.
Around the Nornir's Hold stuff. I think after that we might have seen it.
Yes.
We were high and overconfident on our defeat of the Hunt Lords and,
Yeah.
That definitely led to no problems.
And finally, you have the shield.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all bring it in together.
Let's do it.
You drag it in together, and the voice of the oracle echoes through the room. Travel east, o'er mountains and snow, to distant spires. There, on a cold mountainside, you'll find a village of Yak folk, and below that, iron slag. The forge of the fire giant Duke. The conch you seek is in his quarters.
Wow, yak folk, eh? Is that like sort of bugbears, but they're yaks and they walk on all fours?
Yeah, they're...
Well, they don't walk on all fours. They walk on their hind feet. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
It's just a yak.
Yak village. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a satyr, but different.
I'm excited to see a giant forge.
And what of the storm giants, Oracle?
The storm giant's court is known as Maelstrom, and blowing the conch will take you there. You have one more question.
Red steps out of the circle and waves everybody out.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
All right, we got one last question. Sorry, I didn't realize. I got caught up in the moment.
It's okay.
Red turns to Jack. Look, we have a good idea of what we need to do next, at least in terms of the giants. We need to get these conches. We need to collect them and then presumably travel to the Storm King's court and try to solve that mess. But what the hell is going on with this coin and this ship in Yara? None of that seems to line up with what we're doing. Is it
what
is
are you talking about?
Unprovoked?
What are you talking about? Ship in Yara, coin, why does that have anything to do with what we're doing?
Yeah, the casino coin?
I could be completely unrelated.
Last time we were here, we asked about Red's dreams, and we learned someone was watching him. In Red's dreams, he saw a person or a shark turn into a person in Yarder and get up onto a boat. We have a coin that goes to that boat that we got out of the puzzle box.
how do we know those dreams came from something that we're doing here? Couldn't that be, you know, Red's subconscious mind telling him something that he has to do with his life?
We don't. It's just a
live more self-actualized.
I think it's just we know the Oracle told us that the dreams are because someone is watching Red.
Exactly.
Oh, I see.
And this is, you know, our connection to truth, the Oracle, we could find something out here about that.
Oh.
We have a clear path forward, at least, in terms of these conscious, but we have no idea what significance that plays other than someone watching me.
Additionally, you have learned some information about the Storm Giant Court since you've been here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Learned the names of the...
The queen is dead. The daughter's taken over.
Yeah. The king is missing.
Where's the king? Ooh, where's the king?
Look, we know so much about the giants, and we're going to keep learning about the giants. I mean, hell, even our cloud giant friend is filling us in as he learns things. But I'm worried that if we don't find out more about what my dreams mean, we could be blindsided by something more important.
So what question would you like to ask, Red?
I don't know. That's why I'm telling you. Otherwise, I'd blurt in and just say it. I need your big brain, Jack.
You should ask what question you should ask. Oh, wait, but you need two questions for that to be
Red
good.
It takes a closer step to Jack. What kind of... I'm just kidding. What kind of question would you ask, Jack? You know these dreams. You know what's been happening. We know someone's watching me.
Yeah. We don't think the people watching you are related to the... Because there were really for a while two... Were there two sets of people watching you? Do we think it's the Dark Tide that was watching you? Like, No.
I don't think that has anything to do with my dream, put it that way.
What was your dream about again?
So I've had a bunch. One of them way back when was the salty, fresh sea air, a race of people that sacrificed a child to the ocean. The other big significant dream was that I dreamt of like a shark man who jumped up on a dock in Yarder.
Yeah.
And both of those, when I asked about them, we knew that someone was watching.
You know, Red, I don't want to discount your dreams, but I don't know if I feel like there's enough connection between those dreams of yours and what's happening here with respect to, you know, the giants and the reordening. I mean, my question is, you're right.
But that's the point. There's no connection, guys. That's what I'm worried about. What the hell is going on with these dreams that I've had only since we got together? And my fear is that
we... Well, of course it's worrying.
Look, and Red takes a step back. These forces are about manipulation and cunning and wit. And what I am worried about is coming to the Oracle with this very clear mission and being blindsided by something much more dangerous. Something that's watching me.
Well, we could all be being watched.
Look, I get it. If you guys want to ask about the giants, I can't disagree with the logic there, because you're right, Doran. But the truth of the matter is, I'm worried about what cunning force could be a participant that we're not thinking of looking at.
Look, all they said was that someone's watching you. That could be someone from your past watching you. Just because it's true doesn't mean it has any bearing on our situation here. I get what you're saying, but my question is more about, you know... We know that there's an evil dragon that manipulates the court, and we don't know where the king is. I mean, what if we just asked, where's the king?
I think that's a smart play. I'm devilishly curious to figure out what's causing Red to have, I don't know if they're prophetic dreams or certainly very manipulated dreams.
Imrith.
I think there's another option here, and you know, if you're interested, Kraloth, we can ask about how to bring you back to life.
And Kraloth has been kind of standing by and watching. And he looks at Jack as he says that, and he nods, looking a bit like, oh.
Or if that's not, we could ask how to at least free the souls of your company that got locked away when you left originally. We could find a way to do right by them.
Hmm.
It's a chance for you to explore that part of your past if you want. And I could get behind that too.
And Kraloth steps forward then and nods and puts a hand on Jack's shoulder and says, I appreciate the thought, Jack. there probably is a way to bring me back to life, and I'm sure we'll figure that out. I'm in no rush. It's, I'm not dying any faster now that I'm undead. And, my old crew, the Knights of the Eternal Order, have been trapped in that place for eons. They're not going anywhere either. Then he turns to look at Red and says, it seems to me that the most pressing concern is for our friend Red here, who is having these dreams that are causing him some serious anxiety. And if I were to choose what was the most pressing at the moment, we're, like Red says, we are going to find out where the king of the storm giants is. It's only a matter of time. What is more likely to surprise us is whatever is causing these dreams. And if it's important to Red and he's fearing for our safety here, then I think that's the most urgent concern.
Thank you, Kraloth. And you're right, that's it. Look, we're not going to get another chance to ask some god about my dreams. You know, we could theoretically figure out where this king is. He's probably in some sort of physical space, but I'm worried about what my dreams mean for the rest of the party. What bigger thing could be at risk?
Do you just want to ask the follow-up question? We learned someone is watching you last time. Do you want to know who that is? Or what, like, what is the question about your dream that you would like asked?
I don't know.
Or just ask one string long question with like five questions in it. So, you know, question. I've been having these dreams. So, you know, what do they all mean?
Red, if we want to know about more about those people who are watching you that are giving you the dreams, why don't we ask about their motives? It'd be good to know if they're, you know, it might help us figure out, are they allies trying to stay secret? Are they somehow connected to the Dark Tide? Are they somehow, you know, connected to the Ordning or this dragon? It would at least help us pin down, what angle are they coming at us from? And that might help, you know, sort some of that anxiety, give us a place to follow up.
Yeah.
It could also tell us whether or not we have to be guards up all the time or if this is something we have more time around.
Right.
And I still right. think we should not be asking about Red silly dreams, but that's just my opinion. And you know what? I'm a democratic type fellow, so let's just vote on it.
Oh, do you vote Democrat? Look, all I care about is that we're all safe. And Red steps into the circle. Oracle, what does the being that watches me want? What is its goal?
An uncharacteristic pause leaves the room empty for a moment. And then you hear, the being is impervious to divination, and your answer is beyond this. And the lantern goes out.
Huh.
See, I told you it was a stupid question.
What
damn
the hell
it.
Does that mean? I thought the Oracle was supposed to know everything.
It doesn't make any sense.
Apparently it has its limits. At a certain point, all these spectral, ethereal, godlike beings are all relative in their power towards other beings.
But that means that whatever is watching me is more powerful than every giant that we have yet to face. That it's more powerful than this all-knowing oracle. And Red, just with a grave face, looks towards Jack. Well, we know what we need to do next, I suppose. Red says, a little shook.
Do we?
Well, we've got four places to chart a course to. We got to get these conches. We got to get to Maelstrom and root out the evil there. That's definitely in our future. I think it's very concerning to have such an entity watching us. It's another player on the field that we didn't know about. And you know, I think we need to, you know, maybe follow up on that. You know, not quite as far back on the back burner as we'd had it before. you know, we're going to be doing lots of travel. Maybe we'll pass through Yarder or something and see if we can track down that shark person.
Maybe I'll just stop sleeping.
Don't do that.
Kraloth walks over to Red and puts an arm around him and says, well, you let us know if you have any more of these dreams. I'm very curious now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, friends, where should we start with?
Harshnag is like, wherever you go, if there are giants to be felled, I pledge myself to you.
I guess that's a great question, Harshnag. You must have you been to the Sea of Moving Ice? That must be a place you're more familiar with than we are.
Yes, I know of it.
You know, if you wanted to come along, we could sure use a guide.
Mm.
It's the closest to where we are physically.
Would be a good place to start. Sea of Moving Ice.
Well, we're already familiar with stone giants. We haven't fought too many ice giants ourselves. Beyond what we know of you, Harshnag, I think that we should go towards what we're most familiar with.
Hey, I'd be happy to go towards my home. Let's put it that way. I would be interested.
If we get back to Mirabar, we can zip down to Waterdeep and hike east from there. Or maybe it's a different place. I gotta go check the map again. Find the fastest
route.
Not
to mention the fact that the weather this time of year can be prohibitively cold for creatures of your size. Mm.
That's
yeah,
a good
let's
point.
Do the stone giants first.
Let's go south. I don't know that we need so much.
Yeah.
I could be done with snow for a while.
Besides, Doran will be near your home. We can stop by and meet your brother.
Well, we'll...
I didn't know you had brothers.
Well, we'll be...
He had brothers, you know.
We'll be nearer my home.
Why don't you put this stuff on your Twitter account?
Doran whips out his BlackBerry.
And I had did. Brothers, you know.
His BlackBerry.
I had brothers.
Of course he has a BlackBerry.
I think we've established that before. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, Doran's sort of like, yeah, sure, okay.
And Red heads for the exit.
Yeah. Wave bye to the ghost.
Yeah, the Igron gives you a little sad wave and then disappears back into
just follow
his
me!
Body.
And I point to the tooth in my pocket.
He gives you a thumbs up. You pass back through the portal into the temple. And you hear the rumble of heavy footsteps and the crunch of frost as an enormous blue dragon bursts through the doors of the temple. The great worm pays no mind to the statues here and instead fixates its hateful, intelligent gaze on you.
Small folk in a giant temple. Passing strange. Give me one reason I shouldn't extinguish you for sport.
Wouldn't be very fun.
Is that what you say?
Red takes a wide step away from Jack.
bigger than Clegilliumatar?
Yes.
Yikes. All right.
I guess Doran kind of looks around, and if nobody's responded yet, he sticks his axe up in the air, and he says,
because we fight giants, and you hate giants as well.
And behind you, Harshnag pulls out his axe.
Red turns to Harshnag. He says, Harshnag, no, don't.
And why shouldn't I?
He'll die. Don't, please.
The ancient blue dragon continues to move towards you with these footsteps that quake the ground all around you.
You are richly outfitted for such insignificant creatures.
And Kraloth steps forward and says, great blue worm. And he holds his hand on his mace, which begins to glow.
Mm-hmm.
You are powerful. You are beyond the power of this meager party of adventurers, regardless of the gear that we carry. What my friend states is true. We are no friends of the giant. And what better place to learn of the giant's abilities than the exact place where they come to worship. Perhaps you can teach us more about felling these blights on the land.
I care nothing for your intentions.
Then what do you want? What brings you here, great worm?
Insolent glory to think that I will share anything with you.
Red reaches into the bag of holding and he pulls out the chime of opening and he kneels and he lifts it up and he says, "This is a magic item. It can open any lock, please." And he puts it by his feet and he like slides it as far as he can towards her. "I offer it to you."
Powerful neck of this ancient creature swivels towards you, Red, and sparks of lightning come out of her huge nostrils. And then she swings back and regards the rest of the party.
I think Red tries to move for the door, not like out of her sight, just like hoping that she's appeased.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't seem to be looking at you.
Yeah,
anymore.
Red just gonna start heading towards the door.
And these heavy footsteps take her closer and closer to you, Doran, Jack, Harshnag. He has his axe in hand, and you can see veins bulging in his pale skin. It's taking all of his self-restraint to keep from launching himself at this creature, this ancient enemy.
"Come now, Harshnag. Let's be wise about this."
And Doran gets down on one knee and sort of bows his head to the dragon.
"Please, we're simple adventurers trying to be on our way, and we mean you no disrespect. Oh, great dragon."
"Then pay for your passage and get out of my way."
Yeah.
And Kraloth kneels down and holds out the balloon pack from his back, and he slides it across the floor and says, "It is not much, but it does have the properties of magic and has great value in many ways."
Yeah, Jack leans down and pulls from his bag the decanter of endless water and slides it carefully across the ground beside the balloon pack. "You know, this item has an endless amount of water stored within. Please take it as an offering and let us leave."
Doran's on his one knee and he's like got his dungeoneer's pack and he's rifling through and he pulls out a crowbar and he looks at it and he looks at the dragon and he puts the crowbar down. He pulls out a python and he looks at the dragon, he puts the python down and pulls out his water skin and he looks at the dead dragon, he puts it down and then he grabs the necklace on his neck and he says, I never even got to use it. Here." And he puts it on the ground in front of him. It's a magical necklace. It must be very valuable. Someone of only your grace and magnitude could wear this. And he diverts his eyes back to the ground.
"Now get out of my sight."
And Harshnag kind of pulls you by the haversack, Doran, back up to your feet and starts dragging you a little bit, encouraging you to make a wide berth of this dragon as it approaches the entrance to the oracle.
Doran starts to make his way towards the exit.
And you see Red, who's been just like at the top of the steps waiting for you guys. "Come on, let's go," he says through like frightened breath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like runs towards the exit as fast as he can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Red runs for the exit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's book it.
"Faster, run."
"That was the biggest dragon I've ever seen in my entire life. And I've seen dragons."
"Yeah.
Holy shit. Let's get out of here real quick."
The end of the giant-sized hallway glows with a far-off light, and you make your way out of the Temple of Anum. In your haste to escape the ancient blue dragon, you're nearly at the opening pillars before you notice that Harshnag has not followed you.
"Where's Harshnag?"
"Harshnag!
Red, maybe just keep it down.
We have to keep going. I'm sure he's right behind us.
Harshnag, come on!
He's a giant. We'd see him.
That dragon just was like, you know, moments away from eating us. Let's not..."
Suddenly, a terrible roar erupts from the temple, and the mountain quakes.
Oh.
Flashes of blue light emanate from beyond the carved double doors, and dust begins to rain down from the ceiling. You hear Harshnag's thunderous voice scream for you to run. And then he issues a deadly challenge in Giant at the dragon, who replies with another roar. Great chunks of rock raining down from the ceiling as the temple begins to collapse all around you.
Harshnag, no!
We need to move, Red, come on!
Doran sort of grabs the two people beside him. I pictured Red and Rob, or Red and Jack are
Rob,
like...
Rob, get out of here! We're busy!
Rob, what are you doing? This is dangerous!
Sorry, there was dragons, I wanted to see him!
Doran sort of grabs in sort of a, you know, hand on your back sort of way, Red and Jack, who are standing next to him, and pushes and runs with them, you know, kind of scooting them out, you know, all three of us.
Come on, get out of here.
I'm going. No. Let's go.
You throw yourselves out into the snow just as a great exhalation of air whoops out through the hallway, signaling some great collapse from inside. The echoes of combat fade out into the cold blue sky.
Harshnag.
Have you seen that guy? He can handle his own.
Yeah.
I don't know if he could handle that, Doran. Red, you were closest to him, I think. What do you think he'd want us to do?
Let's not make your sacrifice in vain. Come on.
And Red pushes himself up and heads off into the snowy woods.
Once again to our wonderful Patreon supporters, Alexander, Ruku, Lost with Two Faces, Matilda Rushing, Lida, Chelsea Chong, KR, Sky, Creature, Regan, Michelle Conn, Heather Nichols, Alexander Reed, Melanie Shien, Artistic Witch, Brian Blas, Lars, Gray, Bryn, Daniel, Tara, Doug, Mari Kaniski, Merlin, Christopher Ryan Evans, Mitchell Cadwell, Colin Burkhart, and Michael and Brianna Weber. Thank you so much! Woo.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.